The aldehydes and the derivatives such as PAN are very strong eye irritants. At high concentrations, they're quite decent sort of carcinogens. Ozone is fine in the stratosphere. It's bad news down in the troposphere. It causes major damages to whatever it hits, as it's such a strong oxidant. Those pictures out of Tokyo, people are having a few issues to do with urban air quality that day, so they just go into a little station, touch up with the oxygen mask to feel good and walk back out into the soup again. The body that looks after air quality in Australia at a national level is the National Health and Medical Research Council, and they've set guidelines then where the level for ozone should not be higher than 1 ppm for an hour, and the level for NOx shouldn't be higher than 0.16 ppm for an hour. These sort of standards are reviewed periodically. There's a lot of work done in the US because they've got such legendary cities such as LA with these sort of smogs on what is the appropriate low level to ensure that you don't have problems in the community with health as a result of the secondary pollutants. The other thing you get with these secondary pollutants is actually just environmental damage. So ozone won't only attack people's respiratory tracts, it'll also attack rubber, so it'll physically degrade the environment. Ozone causes a lot of damage to plants, it causes spotting of the leaves. So these are quite